For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump. Although candidates haven't officially begun filing for this year's elections, Missouri's 2016 gubernatorial campaign is in full swing. Democratic Attorney General Chris Koster has been building a gubernatorial campaign for nearly a year. And this past week, Republican Catherine Hanaway declared her candidacy for governor. More Republicans could be positioning themselves to run. Quick starts to campaigns are becoming increasingly common, both nationally and especially in Missouri. That's because of the mounting pressure to raise money, line up supporters, and lock down professional campaign consultants. Political scientist Peverell Squire of the University of Missouri-Columbia says candidates who start early often are either heavyweights trying to clear the field of challengers or are facing an uphill battle and need extra time to build a campaign network. Flyers attached to bikes all over the city have the potential to get free taillights for cyclists in Columbia. The City of Columbia Parks and Recreation has initiated a campaign called Bike Bright, where the residents can trade flyers they find on their bikes for a free taillight. Columbia Outreach Coordinator Janet Godin says that events like this have been successful in the past.
Last year when we did this, we gave away about the same amount and had a lot of people come in and talk about the fact that they either did not have a light or had recently had one stolen or their light was broken. So we're hoping we get a similar response.
Godin says she hopes that warmer weather will encourage the people of Columbia to ride their bikes rather than driving. President Barack Obama is praising University of Missouri football player Michael Sam for announcing he is gay before the NFL draft. Obama says Sam's attitude is that he knows he can play great football and that he should be judged only on those facts. Sam could become the NFL's first openly gay player. The defensive end is scheduled to participate in the league's scouting camp in Indianapolis later this month. He's projected to be a mid-round draft pick in May. First Lady Michelle Obama and Vice President Joe Biden sent Sam messages of encouragement over Twitter last week after his announcement. A spokesperson had said Obama shared their sentiments. Obama commented in a taped interview that aired during TNT's pregame coverage of Sunday's NBA All-Star Game. Although temperatures increased throughout the day in Columbia, Columbia Regional Airport still experienced some winter weather problems. One flight was delayed and another was canceled. Columbia Public Works spokesperson Stephen Sapp says ice on the runways and aircraft delayed this morning's 6:30 flight to Dallas-Fort Worth, but the plane did eventually depart.
Runways since about 8 o'clock this morning at Columbia Regional have been open and clear. We expect them to remain that way throughout the rest of the week.
The afternoon flight to Chicago's O'Hare Airport was canceled because of a winter storm hitting the area. Sapp says air traffic in Chicago was backed up by 6 to 8 hours and various carriers canceled flights. Sapp says the status of the next Chicago flights will depend on the weather in Chicago. The National Weather Service reports the thundersnow across Illinois looks like it will be moving out late this afternoon and into this evening. Two bills making their way through Missouri's Republican-led legislature represent the state's latest attempt to oppose the federal health care law. Senators passed measures last week that would impose additional regulations on insurance navigators who help consumers sign up for health plans on the exchange marketplace. One bill would require navigators to take a written exam and undergo a criminal background check before working with consumers. Another would require navigators to purchase a $100,000 bond and be liable for unlawfully sharing a customer's personal or financial information. Republicans say the measures would protect Missourians from fraud, but Democratic opponents say the bills are designed to block access to health care. A new app developed by MU students is reinventing the way people get home safely. SafeTrek, developed by Zach Beatty and Zach Winkler, is an app that allows anyone in the world to alert police of their location. It's activated by holding down on the app's icon while a person walks to their home or car. Once they feel safe, they release the button and type in a secret PIN. If the PIN isn't entered in 10 seconds, local authorities are notified and police have immediate access to the phone's GPS location. Joey Greenstein, SafeTrek's Columbia Territory Manager, says the app's potential goes far beyond college campuses.
It's extremely important for safety to be our number one priority, especially for college students, but not only for college students, but for people everywhere that, whether they're working late and they need to get to the car at night, they're not so sure about it. We want them to feel comfortable.
Co-founder Zach Beatty says the app has seen exponential growth in the last few months with more than 6,000 downloads. He says the impact of the app could help identify dangerous areas. The app costs $1.99 to download. For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump.